It happened in Germany when 15 witch doctors on each side of me said, because Billy and Brother Arden wouldn't let them see me, they said, well, we'll cause that tent to blow away. And they sat down there with their enchantments and called on their god, the devil, and here he come with the storm. About 30,000, 40,000 Germans out there. And that tent just raising up and down like this. And then took a scissor, cut a feather, and poured it back like that, sitting there, going through all their enchantments and saying the three holy words. They say, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Going like that. And actually, the storm come up. Sure. He's the prince of the powers of the air. Yeah. See? And they call the storm. And even that great big tent, sitting out like that, oh my, cover about a city block. And it built out of two befores and just canvas tacked over. The wind got in there, just raised it like that. That wind and lightning are flying like that. I just continually preached. And all they just going into a big enchantment going on and on like that, saying those little holy words instead, the three high holy words, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, on both sides like that. And I seen bound, surrounded by devils there, but not bound. And I said to Brother Lauster, go interpret this. I said, Brother Argonaut, just pray. I said, Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, you sent me here. I set my foot on this German soil in the name of Jesus Christ, because you sent me here. That cloud has no power over me. It does not, because I'm anointed and sent here for the salvation of this people. I command you in Jesus' name to depart from here. And the thunder's going bang, bang, bang. Ooh, rolled away and right straight over the tent. Oh, rolled back and the sun shined out. And within 10 minutes, this, about 10,000 around the altars and things screaming for mercy to see the power of God. What? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. See the afflictions and the things. Oh, brother, sister, we have not one worry at all. The greatness is God, and he is in you. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Now, I went way over time. 15 minutes about after 9. And I know these people a long way to drive. Let's bow our heads to him. Oh, Father God, thou knowest about Colorado. You know those things are true. And I say it for your glory that these people might know, after all the scientific proving of the pictures, now the works of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, thou knowest that I plainly stated to the people, and always do, that it's because you promised it and you're here trying to find someone that you can confirm yourself through to let others see that you live. And you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I pray thee, Lord, to be merciful and to guide and direct us in our thoughts. There are those sitting here who are sick and afflicted. There are those who perhaps may die if they don't get help from you. Many of them perhaps is at the end of the road where the doctors cannot help no more. Thou art God, and you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And your presence is here. And Lord, we don't know what this third pull, as we have referred to it, will be. I don't know why, but we know one thing, that the first pull was perfection. The second pull, being the five, was grace. And God, I pray tonight that you will reveal yourself to us. That after these things, saith he that's in you, and you said, the works that I do, shall you also. And said, you did nothing till the Father showed you. And we've seen what you did when you was able to tell Apostle Peter who he was, what his father's name was, tell Nathaniel what his mission was, how he'd come to be there, where he was beforehand, what he had done. Told the woman at the well of her sins, and what she is living in this adultery with these six men. Five she had had, and one she's living with now was not her husband. Thou art still the same God. You told it was Barnabas' blind condition as he stood there. But yet in his heart he had a sight that he could see that if that was Jehovah manifested in the sonship of Jesus Christ, that he was able to know his cry. And he cried out, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And it stopped you, and you turned and healed. Oh, Father, telling him that his faith had saved him. That little anemia woman, that through this blood issue and the change of life, and for many years she could not stop. She spent all of her money for doctors, and none of them could help her. She came to one of your meetings as you was talking to the man there at Galilee, as you was on your road to Jairus' house. This little woman has said within her heart, without a scripture behind it, if I can only touch his garment, I believe that I'll be made whole. And she thought her desire when she touched your garment. And you told her that her faith had did this. Described her once, and she was made whole. We're told in the Word that you're a high priest, a setting on high, ever living to make intercession. And also, that you, being the high priest at this time, that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Lord God, grant that every person here tonight may be, have the privilege of touching you tonight, the great high priest, and be made well. For the glory of God, I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, is there prayer cards? I told Billy not. Has anybody got a prayer card? I told him not to get any. I thought maybe I'd get a little long, I just talk so much. But look, see, and you told me when I said try to be out at 8:30, and you laughed, and I knew you knew what you were talking about. I love you. See, what I'm trying to do, I've always tried this, friend. Never for somebody to say, Brother Branham did this. Brother Branham can't do nothing. See? It's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he that's in me is in you. You just have to believe. Isn't that right?
Yes.
He that's in you is greater than your disease. Now, how many people in here is sick in their bodies, don't know me, but you believe that you have faith enough to touch the high priest? Raise up your hand. Say, I believe. All right. Well, that can ever work. Yeah. All right. How many in here that knows me and knows I know nothing about what you have need of, and you want God to touch you? Raise up your hand. All right. Frankly, there's nobody in here that I know anything about right at this present time of being sick, but this boy sitting here, I know him. I prayed for him many times. I can't think of his name, but he's from down in Kentucky. He writes to me all the time, personal friend of Brother and Sister Woods, and then comes up there. And he's attended the meeting for a long, long time. That's the only person that I know. Brother Dow, as far as I know, is all right, or he wouldn't be sitting here. He was very sick the other day, and the Lord healed him. I don't know this person. I don't know who it is has these crutches here. Maybe that person in the chair. I don't know. And I know a lot of you, but God in heaven knows. At this time, I don't know what you want. I have no idea. It's kind of hard here in the tabernacle, because, see, I know a lot of people. Now, here's what it is. When you come to a place, now, I come here sometimes, and I say, all right, we'll give everybody a prayer card and line them up. Come up on the platform. Somebody will go away. Now, friends, I'm going to open up my heart and tell you something. You can't hide that. Just what you're thinking, I know it. Right. I know what you're thinking. See? And sometimes you say, Brother, I believe. You believe to an extent. See? I know. And you're right here. When I just right now, the anointing's just coming up on me, you see. And I can just feel that pulse like a beat, you see, a throb from different places. But now don't go more distant. Believe all the message. Believe that if it isn't written in the Bible, then don't you believe it. But if it is in the Bible, then the Holy Spirit that's living in us is duty-bound to perform that if we believe it. Is that right? I know it's hard. See, nothing comes easy. It was hard for him to die, that this might be produced to you. It was hard for him to go to Calvary. He wanted to stay, even so much he cried, not my will, but thine be done. See, he don't want to leave. He's a young man. And he had his brother, and he loved them just like I love you. But he couldn't live, and them live also, so he died that we might live. That wasn't easy. He had to do it. Look what a death laid before him. Father, the hour has come, and shall I pray that you take this cup away from me? No. He didn't want to do that. He wanted God's will to be done. Now look, if you believe that same thing, don't shadow it at all. Just believe it. Just absolutely believe it. Don't doubt it. Believe it. If I bring the people up in a prayer line, and I say, all right, now this person, you know, I don't know you. Oh, that's right, Brother Branham. Then right out there, you'll catch somebody that says, but he's reading what they put on that prayer card. Telepathy. He just barely will do it. Then I'll say, all right, now this Sunday, we're not going to give out any prayer cards. I want everybody here that's a stranger, never was in here before, you stand up. See? And And then the Holy Spirit turned right around
and discerned what was all in them. See, is that right?
You see it both ways. Oh, well, there's something wrong with that, see? See, there's no way. You can't, see? As long as Satan can get possession, he'll just make you believe anything. And he'll show you every fault that I've got. And I've got plenty of them, he can show you. Don't you look at that. Don't you look at that. I'm a man, see? But remember, this Word of God is the truth, and I'm trying to live by it. If I go out here and start doing things wrong, it's not right. Sinning and drinking and smoking or doing things that's not right. You come call me down, because that ain't the coming. I want them to leave the world. I don't want to leave before that happens. See, I don't want to do that. But as long as I'm trying to live what's right and do what's right, see, and try to live like a Christian ought to, and then let God take His Word and hear me stand by it, though it cost me so many friends and popularity of the world and things like that, and hated by many and denominations kicked out, yet I want to be true to this Word. It's God's Word. And I love God. So it's God's Word. And I tell you that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is in us now. And if the life of Shakespeare was in me, living in me, if Shakespeare lived in me, wouldn't I do the works of Shakespeare? If Beethoven is in me, wouldn't I do the works of Beethoven? If the spirit of Dillinger was in me, if John Dillinger lived in me, wouldn't I be a John Dillinger? If Beethoven's in me, I'd be a Beethoven. See? If Castro was in me, I'd be a Castro. See? And if Jesus Christ is in me, His works I'll do because it's Him. And didn't He say that same thing would take place? Now, what would He do if He was standing here if He is the same yesterday, today, and forever? He said, I can only do what the Father shows me to do. Is that right? Well, that's why He did it yesterday. Now, is He the same? What about the sickness? Your price is already paid. Every one of you is already healed of your sickness. Is that right? Well, that every one of you is forgiven, but you have to accept it. Everyone is healed, but you have to accept it. Now, to prove that He is the same yesterday and forever, if He was standing here, He could not heal you at all with your unbelief. You'd have to believe it just the same as you have to believe it right now. It'd have to be the same. See? Because many mighty works He could not do in His day because of their unbelief. Is that right? Many mighty works He can't do today because of the unbelief. Now, who was it to foretell that? God. Who was it that said this? God. Who was it that did that? God. Who is it that said where the bear, deer, caribou, all these other things, and the seven, all these things that happened? Who was it that said that? He, Christ, that's in us, prophesying Himself through us, revealing Himself that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who stopped the winds? Who created the squirrels? The same one that created a ram for Abraham when he's calling Jehovah Jireh. Then compound redemptive means still apply to Him. He's still Jehovah Jireh. The Lord can provide for Himself a sacrifice. Each one of you, I want your deepest sincerity. If you will actually believe with all your heart, there won't be a feeble person in the midst of us the time that clock turns 5 more minutes. There won't be a person here but what will be on their feet well if you just believe. Can you believe? Now, let's just see now. If He will come to us and reveal Himself while we bow our head. Lord Jesus, will You help me? And I'll obey You, Lord, all I know how. Forgive my sins and trust me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's take this side here. Someone in here. Believe. Have faith. Don't doubt. Somebody that doesn't know me, possible. I can't say where that vision's going. I just have to watch for it. If it does do that, then you know whether it's true or not. You just believe and don't doubt. And if He'll do it, will you believe? Yeah. After all this has been done today, just accept your healing, you see. Say, Lord, I am now touching Jesus Christ. I am believing. May the God of heaven grant it. Greater is He that's in you, Christ, than he that's in the world. Now, in the meeting where we touch Him, He reflects Himself back as a woman touched God through Christ and reflected back her need. I see now, over in the corner here, it looks like it's a man. He's very serious. No, it isn't. It's a woman praying for a man.
and the man is not here. But it's the woman, I see that woman, it's her father. And he's dying with cancer. Very seriously. The man's not here. He is in another place. It is in this country even. It's in Georgia. Keep praying. You believe with all your heart now? The woman's name is praying is Mrs. Jordan. She's not from Georgia. She's from North Carolina. If that's right, ladies, stand up on your feet. All the truth. Was you praying for such? All right. You believe that he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world? You believe that he that... Look, here's something else. You've had a great training in your early days or something. Another cause looks like you're mixed up or in some kind of a Christian. Isn't your father a minister or somebody like that? Some of your people or something? Your husband, that's who it is. I just see someone standing by you preaching the gospel and he's in a church. He was connected with you. All right? There you are. Now, the lady, I don't know. But God knows the woman. Now, if you got something in your pocketbook, a little handkerchief or something there, all right, then you play, when you sit down, put your hands on that handkerchief and don't doubt. And he that's in you is greater than he that's killing your dad. Believe with all your heart, so shall it be as you believe. Now, I want to ask you something. I don't know that woman. As far as I know, that's the first time I guess I ever saw her. But she's sitting there in a desperate condition, praying. And the very God that could turn and tell the woman about her blood issue is the same God. That you're showing that he that's in you has conquered the world. You believe? You just have faith? No doubt. Talking of cancer, I see that black shadow again. It's over a woman sitting right here. She has cancer of the throat. And she's in a bad shape. And she has been prayed for and trying to accept her healing. Mrs. Burton, you will believe. I don't know the woman. But if you'll believe with all your heart, really, the thing, let me explain this to you. What you're trying to do, you've lost your voice from it. And you're trying to pray for your voice to come back. Is that right? Wave your hand like this. Now the woman's a stranger to me. I don't know her. See her? There she is. Greater is he that's in you, the faith that can touch him, than he that's in your throat. You believe with all your heart? Sister Larson, I do know you. She's my landlord. But Sister Larson, you've been to a doctor or something. Now you're up for an operation. That's right, isn't that right? Greater is he that's in you, Sister Larson, than he that's in the world. Jesus said, I was a stranger, and you took me in. Insomuch as you have done it the least to leave my little one, you have done it unto me. Oh, Heaven Father, be merciful. What do you think? You're up for an operation, too. You're a stranger to me. Is that right? You're not from here. You know me, but I don't know you. But God knows you. You believe that? You're up for an operation. You don't live here. You're near Bedford. Springville, something like that's where it is. Springville. Mrs. Burton. No, I beg your pardon. I didn't mean Mrs. Parker. That's your name, isn't it? Greater is he that's in you than he that's trying to heal you. Is that right? Do you believe with all your heart? Then you won't need your operation.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. What do you think of all this, sister? I don't know you. You're a stranger to me. You believe me to be his prophet? You know. Thank you. God will honor that. You're Mrs. White. You come from Fort Worth, Texas. You got a muscular disease, a nervous condition. You're very bad. There's no hope for you as far as medical science is concerned. Your husband, he has a spiritual need that he's praying over. You got a son there. He has trouble with his back and heart trouble. You got a little boy in his lap. That little boy has some kind of speech that you're praying over. If that's right, raise up your hand. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Do you believe that? With all your heart? With all of it? Now let's bow our head. Now he's went through the building. He's proved to you that he's God. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It's the Lord God. Now, he that's in you, let him have preeminence. Let him have the oversaying of what you say in your heart right now. If you can, with all your heart, and believe it, the disease that was in my body is gone. I am no more afflicted. I have no more disease. He that's in me is greater than he that's in my body. He that's in my heart is greater than he that's in my flesh. Therefore, he that's in my heart created the heavens and earth. My flesh has been contaminated by Satan. And I am a temple for the Holy Spirit to live in. Therefore, Satan, I command you to leave my body. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of me. See? You believe it? Now let us all pray in our own way now. Each one, while I pray for you. Almighty God, the creator of heavens and earth, the author of life, the revealer of the secrets of the heart. You said the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It even is a discerner of the thoughts of the mind. That's the reason when the word was made flesh, it knowed what they were thinking about. As he perceived their thoughts, he was the word. And the word knowed the secrets of their hearts. And that word is still the same word. And tonight we see it revealing itself in us after 2,000 years because he wrote it on the paper and sure confirming it, showing it that it's right. Your lady's handkerchief laying here. Sick people are everywhere. I pray that the great Holy Spirit that's present, that shows these things, that tells these things, and never fails to what is right. Not one time can it fail, because it's God. Let him anoint these handkerchiefs with his presence, and heal every sick person that they're laid upon. And the God who can be alive after 2,000 years and can form himself into sinners' hearts that's been redeemed by grace and faith, and can speak his own words to mortal lips and watch it happen just exactly what he promised. Oh, Lord God, I ask thee to be merciful to us. And may every man and woman that's sitting present that has any kind of a sickness or affliction, as Moses throwed himself in the breach for the people, tonight I lay my heart out before you, Lord, with all the faith that I have that's in you that you have given me, I give to them. As Peter said at the gate called Beautiful, such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the man was lame and weak for a few moments. But while they held him, his ankle bones received strength, and he entered into the house of God, leaping and praising and blessing God. Thou art the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And as the apostle said, such as I have, give I thee. It was faith. And I'll say, such as I have, give I to this audience. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, renounce your sickness, because greater is he that's in you than the devil is trying to take your life. You are children of God. You are the redeemed. I command that Satan leave this people
May the God who rolled that storm the other day, the God who made the winds and the waves to cease, may he see to it that every disease that's taken from these people and the power of Christ is made manifest in their life at this hour. May every sinner repent. May every person that's not close to you get right at this hour. And may it be so in the name of Jesus Christ. I, as your pastor, your brother, with what faith I have, I've asked God to place it on you. I believe that I'll receive what I have asked. Now, if you will believe it with me, with what faith that I have, I give to you for this hour. And now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, renounce your affliction, your sickness, and say to it, you have to go, because you have your faith plus my faith with the power of Jesus Christ, whose omnipresence is here, to vindicate it and prove that he is here, will make you well at this time. Do you believe that lady laying on this cot? Though your muscles be all right because of cirrhosis and things, you can walk if you'll try.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
How many in here is a stranger to me and sick? Let's see you raise up your hand. Say, I need healing, but actually, I don't know anyone here exactly to speak to. Or know, I know this brother Anthony is sitting here. That's about, and I believe that's Brother Tyler sitting right there. I believe. Is that Brother Tyler? I thought that. Now, just to know anyone else, I might have seen you, and you might have seen me, but the Heavenly Father knows I don't recognize anyone at this time. Back in here. Yes, I know this boy is sitting here taking tapes because he's one of our tape boys. And outside, now his father must be here somewhere because I think they're together. Are you here, Brother Stockman? Where are you at? Oh, way back in the back. Now, you yourself, I know we're getting late, and I guess we should have been out here long ago, but just a moment. There's one thing to say anything, and there's one thing for God to prove it, right? Now, if I say you got a right to no, you have no right to disbelieve it because I'm reading out of Acts.
Amen.
You don't see. But now, if God confirms that to be so, then you'll know whether it is or not. Now, yes, in humility, let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord Jesus, I know this is a great challenge. It's a challenge that maybe I should not have made. I don't know. But feeling it, many of these people have been in meetings before. They know you. And they know that you are in the earth today. And they know that you keep your word by representing yourself through human agency. And Lord, if you just speak to even one person, or two, or maybe three, and said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Make it at least three people here, Lord, unknown to me, that you will speak to them and let them touch your garment. Then let me just see the vision and know what to say, that the Holy Spirit use my lips as you have, and so graciously, Lord, such an unworthy person. And there's none of us worthy, none of us, but somebody must do it. So I pray, God, that you'll do it tonight, will you? Just that it might be known, this great city, which is doomed for judgment shortly. The whole world, we know, can't stand in this condition. And there may be people here that will never be again. Maybe that's why I'm doing this, saying this. I pray, Father, that you'll make this word that I have preached, it's your word. Let it be made known in Jesus' name. Now just keep your heads bowed and just pray. Say, Lord Jesus, let me touch your garment. When you're finished praying, then you just look up this way, so that You might. I'm not saying look to me. You all know that. As Peter and John passed through the gate called Beautiful and said to the crippled man, look upon us. That didn't mean to. In other words, pay attention to what I'm telling you. Now you pray and say, Lord Jesus, Brother Branham doesn't know me, but you know me. You just let me touch your garment because he just told me you're a high priest. That can be touched for the feeling of my infirmities and told me you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that you would react just the same way you did then when that woman touched your garment. And it'll certainly take all the doubt away from me. Well, I know then that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then the scripture will be fulfilled. Exactly. We can know Jesus tonight as we know him then. Sirs, we would see Jesus.
Amen.
If I walked in with nail scars in my hand, I'd be, could be a hypocrite. You wouldn't know him by that. You wouldn't know him by the way he was dressed. You know him by his life. That's what identified him as being God's servant prophet. I just pray and have faith. Here's a lady, I don't want to say nothing to her because you can see what's wrong with her. Lady sitting here, I think it is, she's got a garter she's praying about. It doesn't show on her neck, but do you look at her neck? Yes, it went when she pulled her skirt like it does. I don't know you. If you believe with all your heart, that'll go away from you. Yes. If you just have faith now, just don't doubt. Just pray and just say, Lord Jesus, I'm waiting to touch your garment. Reveal yourself to me. You say, what are you looking for, Brother Branham? Vision. Now be real reverent. Don't move around. See, interrupt. Just be real reverent. Here, watch this. Look at here. Here's a lady right in here praying, sitting looking right at me. I see dripping of blood. It's in the stomach. She's got a bleeding stomach. If you believe it, is that right, lady? Raise your hands up. I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you, but that's true. It just now stopped. Your faith.
Jesus, we believe, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
I want to ask you, what did the woman touch? I do not know her. I've never seen her in my life. It's just a woman. That's all I know.
We believe.
Here's a lady up here on the end of the, out here towards the end of the row. Just then I seen it happen. It seemed like it flexed another lady. Just then. That's her. She's got back trouble, and she something wrong with your back. Put your hand over on the lady next to you. She has something wrong on her back, too. Right. She can't hardly get up and down. The lady sitting next to you is going blind. This other on this other side is going blind. I want you to put your hands on her, too. That's right. That's right. I believe with all your heart it'll be over. Now watch what happens. You believe? I see a dark shadow hanging right back here. It's over a poor woman. She's going to die. She's got cancer. If God doesn't touch her, she must die. I'm sure she'll... God help me. Mrs. Cater, if you believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ will make you well. You believe? Say it to you are. If you believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ makes you well. Stand up, lady, and give God praise. All right, you can go home and be well. I never seen a woman in my life. I've never seen her in my life. She's a total stranger to me. You say, well, you call her name. Well, that's no more. Jesus called Simon's name, calling his name Simon what his father was. Is that right? Sirs, we would see Jesus. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't you believe that? Don't you believe you're right in his presence now? How many believe that? We would see Jesus. Now, Jesus Christ, now, it wasn't me that healed those people. Now, here it goes again. See? All right, just have faith. Tell you what you do right now. You believers, lay your hands over on each other like this. They put your hand on someone next to you. Jesus, I'm going to quote the last words he said when he left earth. These signs shall follow them that believe. Did you say you believe? These signs shall follow them that believe. Because we have belief and we have unbelief mixed. We always have that. There's always three classes of people. Believers, make believers and unbelievers. And we have that too. But your prayer now, where you're sitting, have faith for the person you got your hands upon. Jesus Christ said this. Remember, now, if you do not believe, be very careful, because these diseases go from one to another. We know that. We read it in the Bible where evil spirits went out of one right into another, and we see it all. Many of you have been in the meetings and see it. That's why I say amen. There are people paralyzed, strike dumb, die right in every meeting, everything. Now, in the way that you pray, You don't pray for yourself. You pray for the one you've got your hands on. See, you pray for them. And now, if there's a person in your world that are connected like that, that is not a Christian and won't accept Christ as your Savior, would you make it known by just standing to your feet? Say, I want to accept Jesus as my Savior right now in His presence. I want to stand up to show to this congregation I'm a testimony to Jesus Christ. I'll accept Him right now as my Savior. If you've never did this before, you have the privilege to stand now. You stand for Him now, He'll stand for you later when you're at the judgment bar. If you're not a Christian, accept it now. And you that's got your hands on one another now, pray for each other. Now remember, they're praying for you, you pray for them. Now I'm going to pray up here with you for all these people. God bless you back there, my brother. God of heaven be merciful. That's very fine, a gallant thing. Would there be another one to stand and say, Jesus knows you, no man can come. God bless you, sister. That's fine. Let's see the presence of Jesus Christ. Come into the meeting and do exactly what He did in the Scripture. That's totally impossible for a man to do that. It takes a spirit to do that. Now, if you want to call it like the Pharisees, the evil spirit, then you receive that reward. And if you call it the Spirit of God, then accept it. Accept it as your Savior. For He is Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world. And He is God's Son, died for you. He's here tonight in the person of the Holy Ghost. He is still Jesus Christ in the person of the Holy Ghost, which is Christ in spirit form. If you never accept Him as Savior, would you just stand up, you know, and He'll witness for you if you'll witness for Him. Some stood up. If there's another, right quick before we pray. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You. In His presence, that's fine. Manny, that's fine. God bless you. God bless you, sister. God bless you way back. A man already stands. Raise his hand. God bless you. God bless you. That's good. God bless you. That's wonderful. That's right. Take him right now. Remember, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, there is a life in here that could be his from God right now. Well, what he could reveal to me, just exactly, you know that. You, many of you have been in, all you've been in meetings before, you sit, take massive turns and say, amen. You know it's true. And right now, I know there's people here that ought to surrender themselves to Christ. Please do it. Please do it now while you got the chance. In His divine presence, oh, check up. We maybe later than we think. Right now, when His august presence comes in and blesses us and proves to the Scripture, here He is. A word confirmed. 8 or 10 people right here, healed, sitting right here. And it's more. If you'll take my word as His servant, that light that you see in the picture that science has right here in Washington, D.C., as the only supernatural being ever taken, that light is just circling this building round and round and round. That is right. Now, you believe Jesus Christ said the last words He said when He left the earth, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. He was received up into glory, and they went forth everywhere preaching, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Pray for each other now while I pray for you from this pulpit. Lord Jesus, the Son of God who rose from the dead on the third day, death and hell cannot hold Him. He ascended on high, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, to where He ever lives to make intercessions upon our confession. And now, in His vital presence here, in the form of the Holy Ghost, has done the work and perceived the thoughts that's in the people's hearts, told them their diseases, pronounced them healed. Oh God, to see Your great mighty work, know that in this tangled, mixed day, full of politics, full of church politics, full of all kinds of things, yet the living God is right present with us here tonight. Lecture, no nothing but the evidence, the Holy Ghost, right in our midst, Jesus Christ performing these things as He did when He was here on earth. Oh, God, be merciful. And Satan, you see the hands of these people laid upon each other. You are a defeated being. You cannot no longer hold these people. Charge thee in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that you turn these people loose and come out of them. Come out, sickness and affliction from these people. Adjure thee in the name of Jesus Christ as you leave them. Believe it now with all your heart. If you believe it, stand up to your feet now and accept it. Put up your hands to God. Say, I now accept my healing, I believe. Now raise your hands and give Him praise. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. the rest of you that doesn't have a prayer card, is there anybody here for the first time that see your hand? Well, we're happy to have you tonight. Have you been in the meetings before? Raise your hand. Have you been in the meetings? All right. Now, anyone knows that we don't claim to be healers. We can't heal people. Jesus has already did that. But we claim that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we can only know and recognize Him in our midst, that Jesus is here, if He stood here, you could see Him with your eyes. Would it give you faith? Sure. But you see, He won't do that. When He comes, time's over then. He's coming for us then. But the person of the Holy Ghost. Now, if someone might come up here with nail scars in their hands and thorns all in their face, that would just be an impersonator. That would be an imposter. Anybody could do that. But even in that, if it didn't produce the life of Christ, it still wouldn't be Christ. No, it has to be Christ's life. Now, and the Bible says that He's a high priest that can be touched for the feeling of our infirmities. Now, you people out there without prayer cards, now let's just take something and say, now, while we're praying, you just say, O great high priest, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, if there's any sin in your life, confess it, get it out. And you in the prayer line do the same thing, because it'd be well assured it'll be called out right here. See? If you hear anything wrong that you don't want called out, you're on the platform, step out of the line. Because how many knows that? Yes, sir, it'll be called right here. So get it under the blood. See? So and just say, forgive me of my sins, and help me to believe you. And I'm sick, Lord, and I want to be well for your glory. See, God doesn't heal just to be healing. No, He does it for the glory of God. And we must confess our sins and our unbelief. And look at the father that brought the child with the epilepsy that the disciples could not cure. Jesus said, I can if you believe. He said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. See, he cried out because he was in need. Now, you there, you pray to God and say, God, Brother Branham doesn't know me. He doesn't know me. But I know you do. So, let me touch your garment. Let me touch your garment because you're high priest. And then you speak to Brother Branham and say like you did the woman that touched your garment on earth. Because if you're a high priest that can be touched for the feeling of our infirmities, the same yesterday, today, and forever, he'll have to act in the same way. How many of you think believe that day when that woman touched him and went and sat down? You think it influenced the people there? See, it probably did. Well, it would. While we Gentiles of this day, we're just as thankful for Jesus, we should be more thankful. See? And this little woman touched him. She went over and sat down. Jesus said, just a moment, who touched me? Who touched me? While Peter rebuked him, said, Lord, in other words, it won't be a sane thing for you to say that. Well, you're well thought of amongst the people as a prophet. Well, how would you say, who touched me? And everybody's touching. He said, yes, but otherwise this is a different kind of a touch. See? Virtue went out of me. Strength. And he looked around until he found the woman, told her she had a blood issue, and she felt in her own body that it stopped, for he said, thy faith has saved thee. See? Now, he's the same high priest. And now, if you can just touch him, now, to touch me would do a bit of good. Just like your husband, your brother, your father, see? To touch one of the pastors, it'd do just the same thing. See? But touch him. He's the one. I don't know yet. I don't know anything about you. I could not heal you. If I could, I sure do it. But I can't. I can't do what he's already done. Now, if he were standing here, he would just make himself known that he's among you. Just think of it. Now, we all know we're headed for something right away. We should feel that. Now, there's a right and wrong. There's too many different ways pointing to say, well, this is way, that. There's got to be a right way somewhere. And to think that the very God that's going to judge you at judgment, to come right down here in your midst and stand with you right here. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. See? The works that I once did, he'll do it again. The promise to it. You're my witnesses. Jerusalem, Judea, New York City. See? All the world. Now you just sit real quiet. You pray. Believe with all your heart. Don't doubt. Just believe with all that is in you. Believe soul, body, and spirit, and God will grant it to you. Now, let us bow our heads just a moment. Great Creator of heavens and earth, all that I have stood here tonight and said will be of no account unless you come and prove that it's right. We've heard so much, and people have heard so much. Now, one word from you, Father, will make it all right. And we're looking for that. Now, we know that you only speak through human lips. You made man your agency. One day you were standing, you said, look up on the harvest and said, it's ripe. Said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he'll send laborers in his harvest. And you were the Lord of the harvest. But you so connected your program, you and man together. You do nothing apart from that. Now I pray, God, and just if you would anoint me and do not anoint this audience to believe, it won't do any good. We have to be together as one unit, as brothers and sisters. I pray, God, that you'll anoint us together, that we might see again this side of eternity, the glorious Lord Jesus, a greater than Solomon being here. We ask that anything. Amen. I want just to be as reverent as you can. Someday, if I die, when they're putting me in the grave, they'll be playing that. You know? When you hear that I'm gone, don't you believe I'm dead? And I'm not. But just stop somewhere. If you hear it on the radio or somewhere, read it in paper, just sing a song, won't you? Just remember, that's it. Just only believe. Now, in the audience, there's not one person in that line that I know. If each one of you in that line are strangers to me, and you know that I don't know nothing about you, know nothing what's wrong with you, just raise up your hand if you think. Now, you're perhaps sick. Maybe they're not. I don't know. It might be financial troubles, domestic troubles. I don't know. But now, if the little lady here will just come close. Thank you, that's all. Now, here's a woman much younger than I. We're probably born years apart, miles apart, our first time meeting. Now, she's here for some reason. I don't know. She may be sickness. I don't know what her trouble is. Whatever her trouble is, God knows. And if he reveals it, then she'll know whether it's the truth or not. Now, if the little lady say, Brother Branham, I'm horribly sick. My stomach is bothering me. I have convulsions or something else. She looks like a healthy person. But you can't always go by that. And if she'd say that, I'd say, well, the Bible said lay hands on the sick. That'd be the way Brother Roberts would pray for, Brother Allen, or many, that's their ministry. Then they'd lay hands up on them and say, Satan, turn loose. In Jesus' name, I rebuke you, Satan, or something like that. Say, go on out, you're healed. She should believe that. See? That would be all right. But I wonder if she's got some hidden sin there somewhere. You could pour a gallon of oil on her. Anoint her at the same time, jump up and down, scream, that devil will lay right there. Unconfessed sin. You'll never move him. No, sir. But now, if the Holy Spirit can come down and tell her something it has been, she knows whether that's right or not, and then tell her what will be. And if what has been is right, what will be right. Isn't that right? Now that's the kindness of our lovely Lord trying to get his bride together in this last days, you see, what he promised to do. How many would believe on him with all your heart if he would do such a thing? God bless you for your faithfulness. Now, this is if you want to read, I ask you, if you caught me out of Scripture, tell me so. Write me a letter, tell one of the pastors, and tell me where I'm wrong. I don't want to be wrong, I want to be right. It's got to be this Word. Now let's just take this a little like this. Let's take St. John 4, exactly, again. Here's a man and a woman meeting for the first time, like our Lord and the woman of Samaria. They met for the first time. And Jesus talked to her a little while until he found where her trouble was. Her trouble was immoral. And he told her what her trouble was, and quickly she recognized that he had to be a prophet. She said, Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Said, we know Messiah's coming. When he comes, that's what he's going to do. Jesus said, I'm he. Now, if that's the way he identified himself to the people yesterday, if he's the same today, he'd have to identify himself the same way. Now, if the Holy Spirit would say that to her, then she'd know it had to come from some spiritual means. It can't come from natural. Be some spiritual means. Now, she might say, like the Pharisees, it's Beelzebub, then that's up to her. She says it's Christ, and that's up to her, and Christ again. See, whatever it is. Now, be real reverent. I'm waiting for a moment for that anointing. That's what I'm stalling for. See, because it might not even come at all. If it doesn't, then we'll bow our heads and dismiss the audience and come back tomorrow night and ask him if he's never failed me yet. Before hundreds of thousands at a time, he's never failed. He won't this time. I know him. I just know him. But see, I've got it on my mind that it's past closing time. You can't be frustrated and the Holy Spirit work through you. You've got to settle down. Now, if there's any extra charge on this night, I'll pay for it. See, that's still. Satan, you can't bless us like that. I take charge and command over every spirit in here in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll speak to the little lady. Now, if the Holy Spirit, sister, just Jesus talked to this lady, just a moment to catch her spirit, see, to see what was wrong. I believe that's what he done. The Father sent him up there. He had need to go by Samaria. Well, when he got up there, that's all he knew. He's up there. Here comes the woman. You know that must be the time. Now, the Father sent me up here. Here I am, New York. Here you are, the first person on the platform tonight. I don't know, but he will reveal it to me. And if he will it make you believe him with all your heart? You will accept. You'll know whether it's true or not. Not being annoying you and being a stranger to you. But your trouble, you've got several troubles. But your main trouble that you're wanting prayer for, it's in your throat. You have a throat trouble. Is that right? Raise up your hand. You believe it? Just a moment. Now that would be all right. You say you might have guessed that, Brother Branham. No, I never. I always catch that in the audience. You guess that. Now just a moment, let's talk to you a little more. You're conscious that there's something going on. See? Now, at the audience, how many have seen that picture of the angel of the Lord, that light hanging here in Washington, D.C.? See? That's hanging right by her now. See? Did you see that? Looks like, of course, the anointing is here now. I can see it, see? It's right over. Yes, here it is. She's got, yes, her trouble is in her throat. She's been worried. And, she's got a tumor in her throat. That's exactly right. Not only that, but you have a thyroid trouble is bothering you. Is that right? See? All right. Do you believe now that that's Jesus Christ in here knows you all about it? You accept him as your healer? Go and be well. In the name of Jesus. He knows all things. How do you do it, my lady? Now you're just a little bit shocked, you see, because just as soon as the lady come up, that light come right over. And she's conscious. Now look, I don't know the woman. I don't know nothing about her. But she's standing there, just a young woman. And now, if the Holy Spirit can reveal to me what your desire is from God, you are a Christian, see. And if you wasn't, he'd tell me that, see. But you are a Christian. I mean a real Christian. And if he would reveal to me what your desires are from him, would you believe me to be his prophet or a servant? I have watched seen it. You would believe me. You know that I'm a stranger to you. Now, it really isn't yourself you're here for. I see a woman, an elder woman, right? It's your mother. Uh-huh. And she is not here. And you've been very upset about her. She's bothered, too, of cancer. And you're wondering about her condition. Do you believe, young lady, that that's the Holy Spirit doing that? Now, take the handkerchief from your purse. And go home when you see to your mother, or send it to her, and send a handkerchief to her in commemoration of this prayer tonight. And don't doubt in your heart, but believe that Jesus, yes, and the darkness will leave her. And she'll be, you be all right, going on, Lord. God bless you, mother. You believe with all your heart? Now, just don't doubt. Just have faith. Just a moment. Excuse me, just a moment. Something happened. It was somebody else appeared here. Just, who was the lady that was just prayed for here? Where's she at? Here? Oh, yes, right, just a moment. No. Just a second. The Holy Spirit is someone else. Come, see, it's a light, and it's let. Yes, it's this colored lady sitting right here. Yes, you were sitting there praying for healing. Now, you're a stranger to me. I don't know you. But do you believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever? You believe that high blood pressure is going to leave you and you're going to be well? That's what she's praying about. What did she touch? She can't touch me. She's too far from me. She touched the high priest. That should be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Just believe. Now, see, you don't have to be up here. You be there. Just believe. That's all I ask you to do. Just believe. Here's a lady sitting right back here looking down this way of praying. She's praying not for herself. She's praying for a loved one because that this someone just left here that was praying for a loved one, a lady for her mother, but this lady's praying for her father. And her father, I see a rolling sea. He's from overseas or something. Norway, Norwegian. That's exactly right. Believe on the Lord Jesus, young lady, and your father will be healed. Now, what does she touch after she knows me? Is that what she's praying about? Wave your hands if that's right. That's right. We're strangers, is that right? That's right. All right. You have your request if you'll only believe. What did she touch? 20 yards from me. She touched the high priest. See? Not me, I don't know her. But she touched the high priest, the lovely Lord Jesus, who's with us tonight. You are strangers. Is this the patient? Is this the person? See, I just have to follow that the way it leads me. See, like that woman, see, he picked her out. See, she touched God through him. Well, then people out there, that's what they're doing. They're touching God. See, just, I have to turn away dealing. Now, we are strangers to each other. I do not know you. I've never seen you in my life. We are strangers. So the people see. We're strangers. We don't know each other. Now, if the Lord Jesus would reveal to me something that you know that I don't know nothing about, then that has to come through supernatural power. You see, divine healing, if you want healing, I don't know that's what you want. See? Sometimes it's for somebody else in domestic trouble, finances and things. But he can supply all. If he knows what you have need of, he can reveal it to me. See? And then if he does, then you know it's him. See? You know it's got to be him. Does that make all of you believe? Amen. Now, she seems to be a nice person. See? Now, let's just talk a moment. Let's go to the audience. Somebody just be reverent. See, it's that great pull of faith that just takes it right. You feel it. Virtue. I preached about an hour and a half. One vision makes me more weak than I preach 10 hours. Strength. Virtue is strength. See, you're doing that. It's not me. I'm not. These visions isn't me. It's you doing it. It's your faith in God that's doing it. It's not me. I'm just sitting here as a representative. Like this show, this is a mute, the speaker, unless there's a live voice speaking in it. It can't speak itself. Neither can I speak. It's him, the live one. Christ, the living one. He speaks and he knows who you are and what you've done. Let's come back to talk to the lady. If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me something in your life, that you're maybe what you're wanting of him. Because being a believer, you are asking him something. And if he will reveal it to me, you believe that you would receive it?
Yes.
You would believe it. Now, your trouble is in the stomach.
Yes.
An examination has shown that your stomach has fallen.
Yes.
That's right. Is that right?
Yes.
And there's another thing. In the examination, they find you got a tumor in your stomach. Is that right?
Yes.
You believe?
Yes.
You believe God can tell you who you are?
Yes.
Mr. Willard, you go ahead home now and believe God. You believe with all your heart? Now, ask the lady. We've never seen one another in life. But It's the Holy Spirit. Be sure. Be real reverent. Tell me when you got enough time now, see what else is there. Now, how do you do, sir? Well, we're strangers to each other, and you realize that someday we've got to meet God. And being a stranger to me and I to you, if the Lord Jesus would reveal to me your troubles, would you believe that it's Him, and you know that I, a man, would not know that, but it would take Him to do it. Is that right? I hate to say this, the boy is shadowing, see, in the darkness already, and it's a very serious thing is wrong. You have cancer. That's right. And an x-ray has shown and revealed that the cancer is in the stomach, and also it's on the wall of the stomach. Is that right? That's where I see the picture of the x-ray, that's on the wall of the stomach. Now that means that you must go soon, if not, God help you. Will you accept it, my brother? Jesus, cancer is nothing to Jesus Christ, no more than a headache. You believe it? Now something has happened and you had a real good feeling. See? Now if you'll keep on believing like that, the shadow left you. Your faith saves you. Go believing. May God make you well. God can heal arthritis. Don't you believe that?
Amen.
Or you start walking. Say, thank you, Lord. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. I made you feel strange when I said arthritis. That's what you have too. You can't get up all at morning. It stiffens you up. It's over now if you'll believe it. You'll believe it. Lord bless you. Condition. You see? You believe God can heal that? Receive Him. Go in Jesus Christ. Make you well and believe with all your heart. You want to go eat your supper? Enjoy it? Stomach trouble over and go eat well? Go believe it. If thou canst believe. God can heal back trouble or anything else. Don't you believe that? You believe He'll heal yours? Go on your road, rejoice, and thank the Lord. You believe me to be His prophet or His servant? You believe God can heal heart trouble? You go believe that. You have a lady's troubles one thing and arthritis, is that right? You believe He's the healer divine? Accept Him as your healer. Go rejoice and say thank you. You have a lady's troubles bothered you for a long time, you've also got heart trouble. It's just about to kill you. You got a pumping, slow pumping heart. Believe with all your heart and it'll never bother you no more. Blood condition. You believe that God can make that blood bring that anemic condition back, make it well? You believe that? No. Don't believe in that diabetes. You believe with all your heart. You believe that He heals you, sitting there, take it with all your heart, and believe that God makes you completely well, Coach? God bless you. Go on your own and rejoice. That back trouble will never bother you again and make you feel real good, wouldn't it? All right, go rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Believe with all your heart. Blood, in your blood, ripped thin, diabetes. You believe that God can heal diabetes? Let's go to Calvary for a blood transfusion. He'll take it away from you. You got chest trouble, don't you? I was going to call you a few minutes ago. Just a few minutes ago, you was looking to me, and I turned to look at you, and you caught my eye and looked down. A real strange feeling come over you. The chest trouble left you. It's gone. It's a nerve condition that blocks your chest. You believe? What do you think out there with that arthritis sitting on the end of the seat? You believe? Stand up. Jesus Christ makes you well. I challenge you to believe God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe it?
Oh, we believe
it. All right. If you believe with all your heart, lay your hands on each other. He cannot fail. He's God. The lovely Lord Jesus. His resurrected power, His identification. Each one lay their hands on one another. Heavenly Father, the enemy is on the run. The enemy is defeated. Jesus Christ lives and reigns. Oh God, be merciful and grant the healing of these people. Satan, you've lost the battle. Jesus Christ has won the victory in this auditorium tonight. You are exposed. You are just a bluff, and we call your hand in the love of Calvary. Come out of this, people.